Agotavach, everyone. It's Motzei Shabbos, Parshas Yisroi, Tovshin, Pehei. I want to share with you and all of our Torah Anytime listeners and viewers a vart that I said Friday night in Shul that I think is very timely and very important for us to know. Before I begin, Torah Anytime is having their annual campaign, and I, Baruch Hashem, have been zeicha to be on their platform for over 4.5 years, over 550 shiurim that I've shared with you and the Torah Anytime viewers and listeners, and I have great hakaras hatov to them, and they have set a goal for me to help them with their campaign that I'm asking you to please click the link above whichever video you're watching now, go to my page, please make a donation, help me reach my goal, in order that I should be able to continue to remain on their platform, continue to share Torah through Torah Anytime, and they should be able to continue in their Avodas HaKodesh. Bemes, I have to admit that I had planned on saying something different Friday night in Shul, but a couple hours before Shabbos, I got a message from someone who I consider a Yedid of mine, Rabbi Yosef Nechemia Frankel, son of Shabsi Frankel, Zechreina Levracha, the famous Shabsi Frankel, an enikel and namesake of Rabbi Yosef Nechemia Kornitzer, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, who I've shared many Divrei Torah with you over the years. And he told me, send me a message, he says, I want to share with you a word from my Zayda, Zechreina Levracha, and it's actually a footnote in the Sefer Chidush Rabbi Yosef Nechemia in this week's Parsha from Reb Shapsi Frankel, saying it over b'shem Hishver, Rabbi Yosef Nechemia. So the Vard is as follows. Yisroi comes to Klal Yisrael, Vayomer Yisroi, Baruch Hashem, blessed is Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eschem Miyad Mitzrayim and Miyad Paroi, that saved you from the hand of Mitzrayim, and from the hand of Paroi, Asher Hitzel Esau Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim, who saved the nation from under the hand of Mitzrayim. So it seems a bit repetitive, the Pasuk. It said, saved Miyad Mitzrayim and Miyad Paroi, Asher Hitzel Esau Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim, what's being added? So Rashi's Pashtus is being bothered by that, and he says, Apshat, Ibn Ezra, the other Rishonim. So Rabbi Yosef Nechemia Kornitzer said the following pshat. And he brought a medrash. The medrash tells us, G'nai hu l'moshe l'Yisrael. It was a shame to Moshe and Klal Yisrael. Sh'loi amru baruch. They didn't say baruch. Ad shebo Yisrael v'omar baruch. It's a taina on Klal Yisrael that they did not thank Hashem for being matzil them, miyad Mitzrayim, miyad Paroi, asher hitzil esau mitachas yad Mitzrayim. It's a gnai for Klal Yisrael. Shame on Klal Yisrael that they did not thank Hashem, and Yisrael is the first one to come and say Baruch Hashem for this salvation. And the question is obvious. What's going on here? Klal Yisrael didn't say Shira, they said Shira Layam. They said Shira. I'm adding this question. They said Hallel, Lel Pesach Mitzrayim, Kelel Iskadesh Chog, Chazal tell us. What do you mean they didn't thank Hashem? What happened over here that all of a sudden Yisrael was Mechadesh something that Kelel Yisrael had not, that the Medrash takes them to task for this? So Rabbi Yosef Nechemia said, Hizbra Adoini Mori V'chomi, says Rabbi Shapsi Frankel, Alpi the Ramban in Parsha Shmois, Hava Nischak Maloi. Paroi said, we have to do something, some type of plan. We have to be mischakim against Klal Yisrael. So the Rabban says, so what's the big deal? Just, if you're nervous about Klal Yisrael, just kill them. Leiro par v'chach meyoytzav lakoytzim b'cherev. It's time to go kill them. Kitia begidu gedoylo lakis china ha'am asher bo be'eretz b'mitzvah samelech harishayin. The original Paroi allowed them in, welcomed them in, and now the government should come and chop them down and kill them? You can't do that, don't forget. Mitzrayim, they were a liberal nation, progressive nation, they were the center of the world. This was it. They're going to go and go and slaughter their citizens? So we have to come up with an Eitzah. They're going to do a B'derech Chachma that people shouldn't chap. So first the thing they did is Lahatil mas. We're going to put a tax, a tariff. Put a tax on the people. Okay, that's a normal thing. They're foreigners. They're immigrants. We're going to put a tax on them. They're dangerous ones, right? We got to be very nervous about them. After that, he quietly told the Miyaldais to kill the Zecharim. And even the mothers are not going to chap that their children are actually being murdered. They're going to think they died in childbirth. After that, he let out an edict. Anyone who wants could go take a Jewish child, Jewish boy, and throw him in the Yan. He did not want to command the Soriat HaBochim to kill them or to throw them in the Ya'ar. Aval Omar La'om, he said to the people, anyone who wants, Kol Ish, Kashayimtsu, Kol Ish, Echad, Yelad Yehudi, Yashlich, Esoy, Bayar. What's the point? Vim Yitzak Avi HaYelad Al HaMelech, if the father comes screaming to the king, Oyel Saro Ir, or to the head of the city, oh look, this Mitzri threw my son into the Yar, they'll say, one second, you have to bring witnesses, and so on and so forth, there'll be a trial, it takes time, where's the evidence? And eventually, v'chasher hutra ritzuas hamelech, once the king let this go, the mitzriim were mechapsim habotim, they searched through the homes, they went there at night, they took out the boys that were being hidden there, that's why it says, by Moshev le'yochloi oid hatzvinoi. So says, this is the Divrei HaRamban over there in Parsha Shmoy, it says Rabbi Yosef Nechemya. Well, basically what was happening here was that Paroi as the king, he was professing himself, he was portraying himself, a better word, to the country and to the Jews. I'm really on your side. I really want to protect you, but I'm trying, but it's the people. There's riots going on. I'm trying, but my hands are tied. And really what was happening? He was actually the one fueling this to happen. Sound a bit familiar in recent times? How we had people on rampages and riots and burning down cities, v'chula v'gaymer, and the government saying, we're trying to control it, we're trying, you gotta, but we can't, we would help you if we could. And meanwhile, what do we find out? So they were the one fueling and instigating the whole thing. And the same thing was with Paroi. Paroi on the outside to the world, to Klal Yisrael, was saying, I champion your cause, I'm with you. If I could, I'm trying my hardest, but it's gotten away from me. But meanwhile, behind the scenes, he was the one who was making it happen, pushing it to happen, adding more things to happen. And eventually, that's how Klal Yisrael, so many were killed in Mitzrayim. So, says Rabbi Yosef Nechemya, that Klal Yisrael never saw through Paroi's game here. Ad hayom hazeh, until they left Mitzrayim, they still thought that Paroi really was on their side. Paroi, if he had an ability, if he was able to do it, but he couldn't keep control of the nation, he couldn't keep control of the people, they were running out of control on their own, but he really was out for their good. However, Yisrael was one of those Yayatzim who was there. Yisrael was there when Paroi said, Oven is Chakmai. Yisrael was there when Paroi hatched this plan. Yisrael knew that not only was Paroi not for the Jews, this was all his plan. He was the instigator behind the scenes. And because of that, Yisrael understood that Klal Yisrael is making a toys. And therefore he came, and this is the Gaonus of Rabbi Yosef Nechemya, where he says, Yisrael came along and told Klal Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hisil Escha Miyad Mitzrayim. Blessed is Hashem who saved you from the hands of Mitzrayim. Umiyad Paroi, and he saved you from the hands of Paroi. Which Paroi? Asher Hisil Escha Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim. The Paroi that you think is the one who is Hisil Escha Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim, who really wanted to, and he maybe tried to, and maybe a little bit did save the nation from under the hand of the people of Mitzrayim. That's who you thought Paroi was. The Asher Hitzel Samitach Asad Mitzrayim is a description of who B'nai Yisrael thought Paroi was. Who's Paroi? The Paroi, Asher Hitzel Samitach Asad Mitzrayim, Mitach Asad Mitzrayim. That's Paroi. Came along Yisrael and said, No. You're making a big mistake. That parah that you think is Asher Hitzelcha Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim, that parah was really the one who caused the entire thing. And therefore you have to thank Hashem that he saved you Miyad Mitzrayim and Miyad that parah who you thought was such a noble, progressive person. He was really the one instigating it from behind. And that is why the Medrash says, G'nayim liYisrael, Moshe liYisrael shalei hevinu ezeh. Klal Yisrael didn't understand that till Yisrael came and pulled the wool off of their eyes. And it's an interesting thing. Vaisachais, it's a taina on Klal Yisrael. It was a taina on Klal Yisrael that they didn't see through this. It was a taina on Klal Yisrael they didn't chap what was going on. G'nayim lahem liYisrael. If it's not their fault, it's not their fault. Yisrael was megala to them that Paroi was just as bad, he was worse, he was the instigator. But the Medrash is telling us it was a Gnai Hemli Yisrael. And that's a lesson for every one of us. Every one of us, in our history, and Be'emes, I don't know when Rabbi Yosef Nechemya said this Vart. Rabbi Yosef Nechemya Frankel told me he said it by Rabbi Shapsi Frankel's Sheva Brachas. There's a Vart before on the page before that he, Shapsi Frankel said that my Shver said, Al Sudas HaSheva Brachas Ali. So maybe this Vart was also said then. But in the times, in his times, for sure, right? 1920s in Poland and in Europe, it wasn't necessarily that the government was befeirish out to get the Yidden yet. But behind the scenes, they were doing this. And this is our history. We've been in lands where they've been openly out to get us. We've been in lands that they pretend to be our friends, and then they stab us in the back. This is who they are. This is the original Pari and Mitzrayim, is every leader in our Golos. That's what it is. And Klal Yisrael has to be smarter than that. We're taken to task. G'nayim liYisrael, you got to see through it. And the same thing is in our country. The same thing is in our country. Avada, we have to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom, we live in Medina Shel Chesed. And we have to thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that Baruch Hashem, we have the freedoms that we have. And we have to be mispalo b'shloim shel malchus. But kabdeyu v'chashdeyu, avada we're mechabed. But we have to be chashdeyu as well. Don't think for a moment that just because on the outside anyone is professing to have our good in mind, halacha esav sayne es Yaakov. What's going on behind the scenes, we never will know what is actually happening. And just because someone on the outside is saying, I'm doing things nobly, I'm doing it for your own good. We've seen it b'chush. We've seen it b'chush, and now it's coming out even more in the open. How much behind the scenes was actually being funded and instigated. And on the surface, they're saying, no, we're doing this and that. But in the backroom deals, this is what they're doing. They're actually making all these problems happen. And it doesn't make a difference which letter you have after your name as the president, whether it's an R, whether it's a D, it's the Rabbeinu Shalom who's in charge. And just because they profess to be our friend today, it doesn't mean they are actually our friend today, and doesn't mean they'll continue to be our friend. As we say in the tefillah, that we say on Sholosh Regalim, V'sein b'lev ha-malchus v'yayetzeh, Rabbeinu Shalom, we ask, put in the hearts of the Malchus V'yayitzel L'tayva, that they should do good things for us. We have to be mispallel to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The fact that we think we have an Ochais Beveis HaMelech, the fact that we think we have somebody who says they're out for our good, Avada, we have to thank him for that. We have to be mechaben him. But we also have to be chashdeyu. What does that mean, chashdeyu? What's it mean? We have to be paranoid about it? No. It means to say we can't stop davening to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We can't say, oh, we can rest on our laurels, Baruch Hashem. There's somebody out there who has our good in mind. Nobody has Klal Yisrael's good in mind. Adarabba, the only way anyone has our good in mind is if we continue our tefillah. We continue to daven to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Please, Rabbeinu Shalom, make it that the government is toiv l'Klal Yisrael and does good things for the economy and for Klal Yisrael as a whole and for Eretz Yisrael. We can't say to ourselves the fact that this is what's being said is actually what the person is actually doing. The only way we could be sure that someone has our good in mind is only if the Rabbeinu Shalom wants it to happen. And that happens when we daven to the Rabbeinu Shalom, when we say our Tehillim, and we have emunah on the Rabbeinu Shalom, and we daven, and we say, Rabbeinu Shalom, please, Please, mispalo b'shloimeh shel malchus. We have to daven and know it's only in the hands of Hashem. That's the lesson the Rabbi Yosef Nechemia was teaching us here. This is the lesson Yisroi was teaching Klal Yisrael. G'nai lehem liYisrael. Klal Yisrael is taken to task for not recognizing that on their own, not realizing that Pari was really the one who was instigating the entire thing and putting on a whole show, how he's going to be the one, Asher Hitzel Eschem Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim, I really would save you if I could, and I'm doing my best to do it. There's only one thing that saves Klal Yisrael, and that's the Ribbono Shel Olam through our tefillas. So let us not lean back comfortably, thinking to ourselves, look what's going on, look how much good is happening, and say, oh, we could rest. We don't have to be so nervous anymore. We don't have to be so up in arms. No, we still have to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam that he should continue, that we should find chen in the eyes of those who are running the show. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is really running the show, but the one he's pulling the strings with. And not just chen in the outside, in the open, in what they say in front of the cameras and to the reporters and to everyone else, but really deep down, even in the backroom deals, that it should be taka l'chein l'chesed b'neim and b'ez Hashem. With that, if we're mispalo b'shloim shel machos, Hashem will give us l'toiva b'neim and b'ez Hashem. We should be zeichus to see the day that we don't have to deal with this galus anymore. We don't have to deal with all of this sheker and genai and this facade and all of these games that everyone plays with the coming of Mashiach. Amen. Kol tov, everyone. Agutavach.